From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Burundi's embattled president has officially delayed the presidential election after weeks of protests sparked by his decision to run for a third term. President Pierre Nkurunziza issued a decree Wednesday that moves the presidential vote from June 26th to July 15th. It also revises the dates for the National Assembly and Senate elections. East African leaders and the United Nations had pushed the president to delay the elections in hopes of curbing weeks of violent political protests. The protests began after Nkurunziza said he will run for a third term as president. A suicide bomber blew himself up Wednesday outside the ancient Karnak Temple in southern Egypt in an attack that left four people wounded. Officials said that attack involved two other people who were killed by police and that none of the wounded were tourists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The temple in the city of Luxor is part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site on the banks of the Nile River that is a major tourist attraction for both foreign and Egyptian tourists. The European Commission said Wednesday that it's not satisfied with Athens' latest reform proposal, as the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was scheduled to meet in Brussels with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande to discuss new bailout funds for the country. Greece has 3 weeks to come up with the cash to avoid a default on its obligations to the International Monetary Fund when its international package expires at the end of June. The European Commission said Wednesday that the new Greek proposals do not reflect early discussions. VOA News. The United States appeared set Wednesday to send about 400 additional military trainers to Iraq in a new effort to bolster Iraqi troops as they try to retake Ramadi. That's the Anbar provincial capital that was seized last month by Islamic State insurgents. The extra trainers would augment the 3,100 that U.S. already has in Iraq, but U.S. President Barack Obama has continued to rule out sending ground troops back into Iraq after withdrawing them in 2011. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said there's an urgent need to accelerate training.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
The U.S. will reportedly open a new training site at Al-Takdum, which is a desert airbase that once served as an American military hub. A White House announcement on the matter is expected this afternoon. FIFA says it suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing corruption scandal involving the World Football Governing Body. It would be nonsense to start the bidding in any process for the time being, according to the FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valcke at a news conference in Russia on Wednesday. The host of the 2026 World Football Championship was set to be chosen by FIFA members during a 2017 meeting in Malaysia. However, it's not clear when the decision will be made. A U.S. indictment issued last month charges 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. The Secretary General of FIFA, Jerome Valcke, responded to that.
Nothing was big enough during the process to say that the final decision was in line with all the rules and regulations which have been in place. And in fact, it's the same conclusion Michael Garcia had in this report.
Meanwhile, the United States, Canada, Mexico, and European countries are thought to be among the likely bidders for the tournament. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has begun to visit to China to bolster diplomatic ties that have been tested as a result of her country's democratic reforms. The China's Communist Party is hosting the Myanmar democracy icon. She's traveling with a delegation from the National League for Democracy. Officials expect Aung San Suu Kyi to meet with top Chinese leaders. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.